Hello and welcome to the Zine School podcast. My name is Kay. I do the zine Friday Night in My Stealing, and I'm sitting in for Luke for a special episode. And I'm very pleased to be joined by Ella from the zine Cow's Eyes.
Hi.
Hey, I'm super excited to be talking to you today.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be here.
Cow's Eyes is one of my favorite zines. I was very excited when it came on the scene. And I guess my first question, which might be a bit of an annoying question, but how would you describe Cow's Eyes to someone who's never read it?
Well, I don't know. Cow's Eyes is kind of it's a purr zine, so it's just a personal zine about my life and things which are kind of important to me. But it's like I was very inspired by sort of girl zines from sort of the 90s or just personal zines which are write about just beautiful things and personal things. So I guess it's kind of just it's typewritten, it's very messy, and it's just kind of something you've made in your bedroom rather than being like a professional sort of like commercial zine, I guess.
Yeah, totally. And I feel like what I love the way it has a sort of mixture of things that feel, well, it is, obviously feels very personal, but there's also a sort of surreal aspect to it as well, often in the writing and
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is a purr zine, but I also have a lot of sort of short stories and sort of ideas for stories, and just basically it's kind of I write things in my journal and then just kind of the important parts or like bits that I think are worth saving kind of end up in Cow's Eyes, and I don't know, I kind of try to make it flow a bit, but it normally just ends up being sort of a mush of whatever is kind of going on in with me at the time.
Yeah, I know. It was also, well, I think that's like the sign of a great zine, right? So it feels a bit like a diary, but that, yeah, edited highlights.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, I love Friday Night in West Dealing and like a lot of the zines in the Small Zine Volcano distro, just sort of people writing about their lives and sort of diary. In like diary-esque sort of scenes. I guess maybe it kind of reflects the type that I like.
Yeah, oh well, there's so many good small zine volcano zines. So how many issues are you at now?
I think the next one is issue 13. So
Oh wow.
a few, but I'm
And
working on that one at the moment.
and do you have do you just kind of do them when the inspiration strikes, or do you have a sort of schedule that you work to, like doing them every so often, or?
Not really. I mean, I kind of leave like around 3 months. Like, I don't, there's no kind of schedule. It's just when I have finished them, but it usually takes like it took me 6 months to make one of them because I was, I don't know, busy. Not, but when I like feel like they're finished, it's kind of, I don't know, I just kind of know and then I can print them. But yeah.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Yeah. Issue 13. That's a lot of zines.
I was gonna have like a fun launch for issue 10, but I don't know. Maybe I did. I can't remember. We did like it was exciting. 10. It's apparently once you get to 10, you're in it for life. So
Oh yeah.
who knows how many child eyes will be coming into the
Yeah.
world.
Yeah, double figures. I mean, yeah, it's an amazing achievement. So this is kind of, yeah, I'm not really sure if this is the right question to ask about this type of zine, but is there, can you get a sort of sneak preview of anything that's coming up in issue 13 or?
Well, I've kind of started writing less sort of coherent things in in my journals. So I guess it's more kind of stream of consciousness kind of thing. So that will probably continue. I mean, issue 12, it was just a bit insane, but so I guess it may just go wild again and be kind of a mix of sort of surreal things and stuff that's happening in my life. But yeah.
Well, that's very exciting. I feel like it maybe the zines evolved a bit from the first. I was just having a flip back through some of the first issues in my collection ahead of this, and maybe some of the early ones are a bit more as a mixture of sort of stuff about gigs and music and playlists, and then your writing and stories, and maybe some of the later ones are sort of more focus on the stories as
I was actually thinking about the kind of first issues. I don't know. I started in like 2021, which I guess isn't that long ago, but I feel like I've kind of changed a lot as a person since then. But I still love like all of the issues are important to me. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of just write or put in type up on my typewriter, whatever is kind of important to me in my life at the time. So I guess it's reflective of that.
I think it's great. I think it's in the first issue. There was one where you interviewed your friend who sewed through her finger.
I really wanted to, I don't know, like, because like I love my friends and I think that like putting them in my zine was really important as well. And I was, I don't know, at the time I was really interested in like injuries. And I mean, sort of the body is kind of a lot in Cal's eyes, but yeah, I thought that would be fun to interview her about that crazy experience. She, poor girl, sewing through her, right through her finger. It's horrible.
No, that is a real like bodily horror moment.
Yeah. And then she comes straight back from the hospital and just goes and finishes sewing her skirt. It's just wild and crazy.
Well, there you go. There's some sort of something about creativity and the creative spirit and perseverance. I guess you've kind of already answered this, but I'm going to ask you again anyway, like how you feel like it's changed over the course of making it. You said it was like it's been 2, 3 years. What year are we in now? 2024.
24.
Yeah, so that's like 3 years, right? Of see. And yeah, that's a long time and things change a lot.
Well,
But yeah.
I feel like there's definitely a lot more writing in it than there was before. Like I maybe when I started, I was a bit, I don't know, like nervous to kind of write a lot and sort of just write things from straight from my diary, sort of into just a place where anyone who I have never met could just read it. But I don't know, I have made like a lot of friends through writing Cow's Eyes, which has been like really incredible. Like just sort of having a community through paper, which is just amazing. And I love like picking up zines and finding things out about people that I wouldn't necessarily know without it. So I think, yeah, I think that I just kind of trusted myself more as I continued making them, and it kind of reflects that as the issues went on. But also, I don't know, I kind of just went more insane and started writing less things that made sense. But I don't know, just kind of like they definitely flow together. I feel like you can tell that it's the same person who has written all of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I guess that's like making, well, I suppose in my experience of having made a lot of issues of a zine, like you sort of start maybe more with the idea of like, I'm going to make a zine and this is what a zine is in my head. And then as you get more confident, it just sort of, becomes its own thing. And you rather than a zine, it's like, this is Cow's Eyes and this is what Cow's Eyes is. And
Yeah,
it's,
because I definitely started with it kind of being more structured with like the interviews and things, but it kind of sort of formed into its own thing where I'd have want some issues that are just interviews and some that are just stories. And it's just kind of dependent on how, just what, oh yeah, and some issues that are just drawings and just kind of dependent on how I was feeling at the time, which I like.
I wanted to ask a bit about the drawings. So you do all the artwork for Cow's Eyes as well.
Yeah. I feel like they've changed a lot as well. Like I was looking at the first ones, and they're quite different drawings. But I don't really like draw like that much. Like the writing is kind of more important to me in the scenes. Like I do the writing part, and then at the end, I just do the drawings to kind of like fill the space. But like I love the drawings. I remember, I think it was issue four, my sort of drawing style changed a lot, and I put some boobs in the issue, and I was like, oh my God, are people gonna, is this okay? Is this okay? Are people gonna like rip this off the shelf? I don't know. I was like, is this gonna be a scandal in the zine world? But it wasn't, and I enjoyed continuing with that. The next issue, I had like stories about a woman who her breasts like went wild and dragged her through the streets. So, you know.
Yeah, I love that story. That was very memorable issue. And I think that was, yeah, I feel like that was, yeah, maybe like to me that felt like an important issue where, yeah, the stories and the kind of magical, surreal aspect started to sort of, yeah, become a big part of this movie. Yeah.
That was my favorite issue for a long time, because it, I don't know, I just really loved that story. I worked really hard on it, and I was, yeah, just I just felt like it was a lot better than all the others that I'd done before. And it was, I also issue 10, my new fave. Always change. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna ask, do you write them just on typewriter straight away, or do you write them? I mean, I know some of it's coming from your diary, but do you write, how do you put together an issue? Is it, how do you write it?
So some, well, I always have to write it before I write it on the typewriter, just because I don't know, I like don't want to, well, if you make a mistake on the typewriter, you know, it's bad things will happen, and you have to continue to type it forever, no back spaces. But yeah, I write most of it in my journal beforehand, but some of the stories I type up on the computer first, because I just like if they're really long, I kind of like write like different parts of the stories on diff in different Word documents, and then have to like cut and paste them all together, and it becomes a big mess if I'm doing that on a typewriter. But yeah, mostly in my book.
Yeah, so just like longhand, I guess, right? Yeah, it's interesting. Because I've been making a lot of my zines like in the last year, just yeah, written longhand. And it's, I mean, when I write them on the computer, I just do it as well. I don't tend to like work on it, but it's a different thing. It is like, yeah, you can't really go back, and it's like you have to be sort of fairly sure that what you're putting out there is what's going to be on the page, and it's, yeah, slightly different experience, I suppose.
But I also love including like the mistakes on the typewriter. Like even if I've typed it up on the computer already, just the typewriter is hard to manage sometimes. And there's always going to be like just some, you've clicked the wrong, pressed the wrong letter or whatever. But I think it's really beautiful just having the mistakes included in there. I just love it.
Yeah. So I was going to ask also about the secret migraines. So you're a member of the band, the Secret Migraines, who I guess are a sort of zine band, would you say? Yeah. Yeah. So, and you're all zine makers. Yeah. And zines kind of part of the process of making the music, or is it?
Most of the, I think all of the lyrics possibly come from zines, and yeah, I really love being in that band. It's really great. I also love the Newport Dolls, which I think you are this you have something
Yeah,
to do with.
I'm a, one of the many members of the
But that, oh, I went and saw them, I think when I was like 14, well, I think for the first time for some reason. And yeah, just amazing. Like I love how the music comes from zines, and it just kind of captures the nostalgia and kind of beauty of a zine, and sort of like especially anonymous scenes. I really love like the sort of magic and the mystery of anonymous scenes. And I think that like capturing that in music is just really amazing. So yeah. But also like again, like it, the secret migraines, it kind of shows just the way that zines can bring people together, and like you can meet like Liz in, who is also a member of the Secret Migraines. I kind of didn't really know them that well until we came together in a band, and like we talked to about our art and our zines, and it's just really lovely.
Oh, well, yeah, I loved your record. That was, yeah, last year, right? That was one of my
Yeah.
favorites of the
Love
year.
letter to Helen, who also makes zines as well. Sweet Helen.
And have you got anything coming up, Secret Migraines, in 2024?
I think so. Yes, lots of things planned. I don't know. Oh
Oh,
no.
is that
The school bell
the
is wrong.
is that the that 15 minutes? It's 15 minutes. Okay, the time is up. Well, and I guess, well, with that, I'm gonna say thanks so much, Ella, for speaking to me. And
Thank
thank
you
you.
for having me.
Yeah, and great, and thanks everyone for listening.
Yeah, thank you.